Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Somar Mix.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Shooting Podcast. And I got Quiz over here already eating some. We're live at the Buzz Bull Creamery out here in Westlake, Texas, guys. If you're not doing anything, head out. Actually, out here right now, live. Come on by and throw some ice cream with us. Buy us some ice cream. Or just come bug us or something. But anyways, guys, today I got a quiz and I got some special guests with us today. Here we go. We got Quarter Time,
yes,
and we got Jay Lopez on the podcast, and that thing right there, of course, my little brother Chris. Guys, welcome to the podcast, man. Glad you guys came out. Have a little good time here. We are live at the Buzz Bull Brewery. It should be a brewery. Ice cream infused liquor, man. I know Jay said that he might try some in a minute, so let's see how that goes. And Quarantine says, no, I'm driving, not going to chance it. So anyways, guys, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start off with, with Jay. Let's start off with you, buddy. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you came up from and where you grew up yourself.
So if you don't know, I go by Jay Lopez. I'm originally from Houston, born and raised there. Almost my entire life, came out here to the Valley. When I first came out here, I didn't really like it. It was kind of slow, mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, I don't really know the exact words I would like to use, but it just wasn't for me at the time. I mean, I met some people, obviously. I met Quiz, AKA Snaps, another throwback.
Yeah.
Met my boy Corner Time, left back to Houston, but then I found myself coming back here, and I mean, the whole dynamic changed. I mean, exponential growth and, you know, everything from the freeways to all the businesses that it has. I mean, yeah, just from Hidalgo to Cameron County has just been a lot of growth. So, yeah, I've been here for 3 years now, and I like it a little now. It's grown on.
So, I mean, as far as hip hop, right?
Yeah.
What made you want to go into that career genre? I mean, how long have you been doing it for? What inspired you to go into that?
Well, I mean, fun fact, I mean, I kind of tell the story every time I get asked, but I had a group of friends that were the same age as me, and, you know, the other friends were like a year ahead of me in school,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a few of them that rap, and every now and then I would freestyle. I was normally the kid that was always getting in trouble for it.
I got you.
So I was that bad boy, right? I was thinking I was the beat maker, but one day I just freestyled with somebody, and they were like, "Oh, bro, man, you should rap with such and such and such and such." And I was like, "Nah, man, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little intimidated because I felt like my friends, their skills were like super solid."
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like not so much timid, but I just didn't feel like it was my avenue. And then like around 2010, that's really when I like planted my feet, and I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna run with it, and I've been doing music ever since.
Cool, man. I mean, about a rough amount, how many years?
About 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
Wow, man. And I mean, as far as like, I'm pretty sure you got a couple of, you have anything available on Spotify?
Yeah, I mean, I got quite a few projects. Let me see. I got the Lito album on there. I got City on Standby. I mean, I have it all written down, you know what I'm saying? I probably got like five or six albums and EPs on there, which jumps into the first album we did together, which was last year, called Birth of a Dynasty. It's technically an EP, but, you know, EP albums consorted with, I think, six tracks. And we ran with that, you know what I'm saying? In Houston, I'm still running with my label in Houston called Music Corruption, but when I came out here to South Texas, I decided, like, I still want to be a part of that, but I want to embark in another avenue. So I grew that, and I reached out to my boy, and yeah, we've been running with it ever since. So my other projects, once you go look up Birth of a Dynasty, you'll see everything that's J. Lopez related. So yeah, Birth of a Dynasty dropped last year. Got some solid tracks on that thing.
And coexisting, I mean, doing tracks, and when did you come across paths with your buddy here, man?
I want to say about 10 years ago, when I was doing out shows out there in Houston at Zona Latina. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was part of another little group that we're both affiliated with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's where we got acquainted, and that's when we met, you know what I mean?
Okay. And then as far as how long have you been in the hip hop business, as far as tell us your background, man. Where are you from and everything?
Well, I was born in Brownsville, raised in Florida, in Manatee County, Bradenton. You know, and I've been back and forth, you know, Brownsville to Florida, and lived a little bit in Memphis, Tennessee, and in Arkansas.
Ooh,
right. You know, so I've been pretty much in quite a few places, you know, but I came back home, and I've been here ever since. You know, but I really started getting involved in music when just fucking around in the neighborhood, you know, freestyling with the homies, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, Mario. And since I was like a teenager, never really took it serious, man, until like about, I want to say, 2013, 2014. Me and my cousin got together, Ray Gutierrez, known as Tiempo.
All right.
We started doing our little record label, you know, called Corner Time Records.
Okay.
You know, that's the reason I got the name, you know, Corner Time.
Right.
I mean, to begin with, you know, everybody knows me, I've been gone, you know, because of my last name.
Right.
You know, but because of my last name, that's how we came up with the name Corner Time. You know, I've been going corner and time because of my cousin known as Tiempo.
Right.
You know, but we got away from the music for a little while, you know what I mean? So, but everybody started calling me Corner Time, and that's how I, you know, I adopted the name Corner Time.
Man, right? Shout out to his cousin Ray, because for the longest, I did not know this. I thought this man's name was Corner Time. So, like, I completely excluded his fucking, like, I knew his cousin was there, but I was just like, yeah, his cousin probably got another name or something.
Like, I want to meet this whole family. Where's the Corner Time family?
So basically, yeah, that's what it was. And then that's what I told him. I mean, the funny thing about this shit is I've been knowing him, like he said, for the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally found out that his stage name, Corner Time, was not his actual stage name last year when we dropped the album. And I was like, bro, what the? I was like, yo, flabbergasted.
Yeah, you know, just every time I would show up to a show and my cousin couldn't make it and whatnot, like, I guess people forget that my stage name was Lincoln, you know, right. Everybody just started calling me Corner Time. Hey,
every time
up, Corner Time.
Man, shout out to my boy Corner Time. Okay. He be doing some shit.
Exactly like that.
So, it's wild because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's told me before, but it's just like certain stuff. I'm like, yeah, all right. Like, not to minimalize, you know, what he's saying, but it's just like when he told me last year, I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, you ever seen that Dave Chappelle episode when he's supposed to be like KKK and they, he finds out he's black. That's almost like, you know, you got to do that meme thing.
Show us your face.
It was wild. I was like, damn.
You know, and really, I just started, you know, selling CDs when pressing CDs were
the hustle.
Were still active, you know what I'm saying? Way before social media and all that.
Yeah.
You know, so me and my cousin, we dropped like two little mixtapes, you know, Corner Time. It was Corner Blasting, and the last one I dropped was in, I believe, 2016, which is Ill Music Volume 1.
Right.
You know, and shortly after that is when I stepped away for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Jay hit me up, like, hey, man, you need to come back into the scene, you know what I mean? I had already stepped away from music, man, to be honest with you.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to come back to it, you know, but Jay reached out to me, man, you know, I want to get you back on these tracks and let's do a little collabo. And that's when we dropped that one song called Pressure.
Right.
You know, so I like, fuck it, I got a feel for it again. I like, you know what, I started running with it again, and we started talking about it, you know, like, hey, man, let's unite, let's do a little group together. So that's how we came up with that Music Corruption Southern Empire.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out to everybody out there in the Music Corruption camp, you know what I'm saying? Much love to all of them, you know, the label that Jay Lopez is running with, you know what I mean? So, and that's what we've been doing now, man. Right now, we're about to release another album here shortly. We've been dropping some singles here and there, you know, but shortly we're going to be dropping this new EP.
That's what's up, man.
Now, as far as the genre was of being the hip hop wise, what would you classify your music as? Is it like just hip hop? Is it hardcore rap? Gangster? I mean, I don't really follow the flow too much of that neck of the woods. I'm more of the modern rock guy.
My personal opinion, a listener, I feel it's both hip hop and that rap, that hard rap.
Yeah, I mean, to piggyback off that, I think like when people ask me that, I've really thought about it, and especially now with the music that we're kind of integrating now, I think I could just give a big shout out to the late great Pimp C and say our style of music is just country rap tunes.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
So, because I mean, obviously you can hear just like our southern drawl.
It's funny. And we're actually, you know what? That brings up a great conversation, because I was at work today and we had these French Canadians coming. Exactly. And it's funny because they say, he was telling me, he goes, you know, you guys have an accent. He goes, we do. He goes, you don't hear it, but you do. And he goes, you tell me where you heard anybody say, yeah, how y'all doing today? Nobody is there. How are you guys doing today? You know, it's a cool sentence. It's true.
It's so funny that you say that, because see, this is the biggest takeaway that I've learned. And I'm pretty sure Corner Time can agree on this, because I was in the military from 2007 to 2010. So I met people in all ways and walks of life.
Yeah, that's for sure, by the way.
And the biggest thing that I always found funny was certain lingo that I was using at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear nobody like, and people can say whatever they want to, but believe me, I met people from the Bronx, I met people from LA, I met people from Chicago, from Inglewood in Chicago. I never heard nobody use the word bet. Never. And this is from 07 to 2010.
Uh-huh.
And all I ever heard was Texas people say it. And now you can't go nowhere on social media without hearing young cats say bet. And it's just certain things like that. Like I'm saying, people are probably gonna say, oh yeah, this, whatever. But I don't care. Fight me, bro.
It's the truth. Challenge him. It's Daniel.
It's Texas, man. I will accept mutual combat. You know what I'm saying?
You will.
No hesitation.
So when it comes to writing your material, are these past experiences in life or stories that were told you when you were young or something you saw on television, a program, or when you were in the moment, they just automatically, I got to write this down and put it in the music form or find a beat for this?
Real life experiences.
Yeah. I mean, so, like one in particular song that really sticks out from you guys' EPs or your albums that really, really, you know, say, man, that one hits me right in the heart every time I hear it. Is there any particular one?
Well, there's a particular one for me, man, that from one of my old labels. I mean, from one of my old songs when I had my own label, you know, Life of a Gangster, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go on YouTube and check it out, in the Corner Time REC.
Mm-hmm.
And that that speaks about my whole life, man. Being coming up in the hood, you know what I mean?
Right.
In the poverty neighborhood, you know, the struggles I've been through, you know what I mean? But that's one that I can relate to a lot. And to, still to this day, that's one of my closest songs that I can say that that relates to me the most, you know
what I'm saying? Right.
I mean, it's funny too, because I mean, when people ask that, I mean, I think always going back to the older catalog, it resonates more with people because that's kind of how you started. So it's the same thing for me. Yeah. When I first came out here to the Valley, I had a little label called GAC. And I spun it from two of the more known labels in Houston, SPC and SUC, right?
Yeah.
So SPC stands for South Park Coalition. Everybody knows SUC is Screwed Up Click or Soldiers United for Cash. So how I played it was GAC stood for Gangsta Ass Coalition, aka Getting All the Cash. Mm-hmm. So like paying homage towards her.
Yeah.
But I had a song with my boy Bliss, shout out to Bliss, who stepped away from the music scene. I've been trying to get him too, but he says he's an old man now, so I guess I'll let him make it. But we did a song called Remember Them Days. And, you know, it's just the same thing, just resonating with past. And, you know, I talked a little bit about, you know, my children, not being a good husband, but, you know, being a good father, the difference and blah, blah, blah. Just stuff like that in the song. So, I mean, I have other songs that, you know, I can correlate with as well. Or, you know, just bring up and say the same thing. But if anybody ever asks me what my favorite song is, it's that one. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're asking for a certain like level up or a mood or, you know, whatever, I mean, I can hit you with them. But if you're asking me personally what my favorite song is, it'll be that one. Remember Them Days.
And if you wanna relate to the newest content that we got, man, I think that will be Block Leader, man. One of the newest songs that we dropped from on that birth of the dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's a whole life experience. You know, when I was out there, you know, doing my dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny for me talking about that. Me in front of and back of a scenery of nothing but love.
Yeah.
Trying to go hard here, people. I'm trying to go hard.
You see the unicorns in the back.
I mean, you don't sit on their side.
Your
side. I'm on my
your side. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge that man. He likes to rock pink. You know what I'm saying? It is what
pink
it is.
You black. I'm here right now.
But on that, though, I'm telling you, man, just like you said, piggybacking off of it, I mean the whole EP is pretty legit, man. And I'm not just saying it for myself, because I had people. I got a song on there with my boy Drosef. Shout out to Drosef.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Gold. And I mean, it's just basically talking about, you know what I'm saying. Literally, how the song got comprised was my son. He every time I'm riding, he always likes to just like be right there watching me, asking me, you know, why I'm putting this or whatever. And I don't know what conversation we were having, but I was just like, I like gold, I like diamonds, because sometimes I just try to harmonize or just mess around.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you should make that a song, daddy. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, yeah, just make it a song. And he was like, and you know, just to talk about diamonds. And I was like, okay, he's giving me the material. So, and I just ran with it. And then, you know, a lot of people were asking me, like, who did I sample that from? And I was like, bro, I didn't sample it from nobody. I was like, my kid gave me the idea. You know what I'm saying?
All props to him, man. Shout out to your son out there, man.
I sampled it from my son, PJ. You know what I'm saying? And he was rocking a silver chain. He was like, say silver, daddy. And I was like, one of the bars on there is throwback silver. Mm-hmm. To keep me reminded I done came a long way. Mm-hmm. From when I was wilding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you want nice things, but you don't always have to have nice things and do crazy
right.
things to get them. So,
right.
you know, just, I mean, and I mean, the other songs on there, I mean, we got a song called RGV. Because the biggest thing that I tell a lot of people is I got a lot of love for the Valley, man. And I could tell you a funny story about that. But, I mean, the song itself, I'm just trying to shout out, you know, all four counties in the Valley. Mm-hmm. So on it, you know, I shout out Hidalgo, Cameron, Starr, Willacy. And, you know, I felt like I did the hook, and that was like all I really needed to do. So obviously I let my boy, you know, Cameron County native, jump on that, and we got Psycho from 34K to jump on it. He did it. Yeah, he did his thing in Spanish. So, and he asked me too. He was all like, he's like, "You mind if I hit it, you know, in Spanish?" And I was like, "Fam, it's a song about the RGV. If it didn't have some Spanish in it, I would feel offended myself." You know what I'm saying? That's a part of the culture dynamic out here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have that with the visual on YouTube. Like I said, that's a part of it. I mean, we could break down the catalog. And, I mean, I have a song with my camp on there. Because everything I try to do, I try to incorporate my entire team. Yeah. So, if I do something, I always want Corner Time to be a part of it. If I do something, I always want Music Corruption to be a part of it. So, right. I have a song called Authentic on there. And I have my boy Zola and my boy Hoffa on there. Those are two of the people who, when you ask me who got me into rap, those are two of the people who really got me in it. I mean, they had been rapping basically since, like, elementary. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I mean, it all comes full circle. You know, they started me in, and now we're a part of the same group. And, yeah, just, man, y'all got to check out Birth of a Dynasty.
Yeah, and as far as finding the majority of your music?
Yes, it's on all streaming platforms.
Spotify,
Apple Music. YouTube. If you a TikToker, go on there and use our songs on TikTok. Man.
Sample our sound.
I noticed that a lot now. Recently, for a lot of RGB bands, hip hop artists, and anything that's coming out of the RGB, a lot of people are actually getting clips of sound bites of songs. And they're slowly growing. I mean, that's.
Shout out to Sean Maker. That's how that man, his song got.
Man, fuck that guy.
What did Sean get you fantasy, buddy?
Nothing.
But yeah, that's I can't remember the song name, but that I'm gonna
calm down.
The gun slang and so
I was thinking about the old
Nah, we're not talking about Beat Maker, we talking about Sean Maker.
I like that.
That guy's
all right. Oh man. So I mean the amount of time you put effort into your music and all said and done on it, I mean when it's finally in the mixing form, ready to go, full audio out there for Spotify or whatever platform you put it on. I mean, have you seen the response on it? I mean, how does that make you feel when they come back and you're watching and you're seeing from zero moves up to 100, 200, 300, hits the grand and it just keeps going and going. I mean, is that like a certain feeling you guys, like a fire in your heart says, shit, I gotta keep going? Or you just leave it as is and just go on to the next one?
Nah, we definitely be trying to push it out there, you know what I mean? Trying to get more listeners, more streams, and you know, more views on whatever content that we push out there, you know what I mean? I mean, but it's only so much you could do, you know. We leave that up to the listeners, you know, where they want to go,
man,
with our content, you know what I mean?
On that note, bro, I mean, honestly, how I see it is if I and people could take it for face value or not, but even if I get one person to listen to the song, that's the only thing that really matters to me.
Because
I feel like one is always the best number to look at. Because once you get one, you can get another one. And another one. Another one.
As
long as you have creativity, as long as you're motivated, and as long as you grind, I mean, that's all that matters.
Ripple effect.
Yeah. The worst thing to do is to stay stagnant. I mean, I consider everything like surfing when it comes to music. You can't ride the wave if you're not in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, I can swim. You can tell by the color on my skin. I'm a swim like Robin.
Nah, but I see you guys. You guys are like always working and stuff, man. So, like, much love to that, man. Like, honestly, you fall into my top 10, bro, because somebody asked me, like, hey, man, some kids, like, they asked me, like, hey, around the whole valley, who's making noise? I never really stopped to think about that, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn. Like, to tell you true, I never really thought about that. But on some real shit, like, y'all are my top 10, bro. Like,
I appreciate
that. There's a lot of people. Yeah, like, there's a lot of good talent, but they don't move.
Yeah.
But, like, some of y'all, like, you move, man, and it's good shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, Vinny, how many shots did you put him in his ice cream?
He's already starting to slur a little bit.
On top of that, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, people could say because it's we're right here, so you know, blah blah blah, hoes, guests.
Right.
But I mean, anybody that ever asked me, and it takes me a long time to say people like their names, like calling, even saying Sean Mega. I had to get out of the habit of calling him Beat Mega. It's the same thing for Quiz. Like I met him as E Snaps, and when people would always talk about, you know, who was doing this, or who was doing that, every show I would see him there, and it wasn't just the local shows; it was the big ones too.
Yeah,
people act like they don't remember when the Farr Convention Center was like the go to, like to have like the big events. If it wasn't the State Farm, it was the Farr Convention Center.
Yeah, right.
They had Walker there. They had DMX, Too Short, E-40. You know, a lot of the shows that were there, I mean, he was a part of the lineup that was doing it. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, when people tell me, when people have asked me, it's not that I don't want to put anything past, like, the newer people.
Yeah.
But I go off body of work. You know what I'm saying? It's just like football. Like, I mean, we might have a couple Patrick Mahomes in there.
We're going there after the commercial break.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, when you got people like Tom Brady in that, even if you don't like him, you got to respect the body of work.
Right.
Same thing going like to a Quiz, going to like a Nino and the Lockjaw Clique, The Fallen Angels, going to Curly Stone and the Five Star Money Gang, you know, whatever he is now, going out to Sean Maker, people like that, like it, Sugar Bear, you know, people who have been doing stuff for a long time, you know what I'm saying? It's the consistency, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like everybody's music isn't going to be somebody's forte. But the biggest thing is, I put it to you like this. If I'm talking to somebody over the age of 25 and they do hip hop, and their style is more to the new wave, I kind of don't know how to respond to it, because then I'm like, well, you know, are you doing it to fit in, or are you being authentic?
Yeah.
Because I mean, we are gonna have remnants of some style. I mean, Corner Time, he lived in different places, so I mean, you're gonna pick up a certain style living in the southeast of the map,
right?
And then you're gonna pick up stuff being on the southern, you know, or whatever the case may be, but. To be able to distinguish, this is the thing that I tell everybody. You get somebody that raps now, I can't tell you where they're from. I don't know if it's a West Coast. I don't know if it's a Midwest. I don't know if it's an East Coast. I don't know if it's a Down South. And I get that genres all come together. But, I mean, the expansion of hip-hop has become so, like, deflated that it's, like, oversaturated that the sound is all the same.
Right.
So it's like, well, you want to sound like an old head. I just want to sound like somebody who makes music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Guys, we are going into, let me see, 27 minutes and 44 seconds of the podcast, man. We're going to take a small commercial break and come back. We're talking about football. We're talking what happened at the Super Bowl. Some cool shit went down in the Super Bowl. It was awesome. My numbers didn't hit, but that's a whole other story. I don't want to talk about that. But other than that, guys, stick around. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple of days. Got to pay the lady. You know, got to help her out here. Because, you know, we got to help her out.
Might take
that. And we're back, guys. What's going on? We're discussing football here. Quiz doesn't want to talk about it because he's a big Taylor Swift fan. He's upset. But no, man. Thanks again, man. I appreciate you. We're still going to talk about some more stuff right here.
I just see Houston on there.
We're going to jump on right now talking about some stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to, the first things first, over the past weekend, the grand game of all games, the Super Bowl, with the
stupid game.
Kansas City Chiefs taking it with the win in the overtime. Unfortunately, my numbers didn't hit. Whoever got 9-9, you lucky son of a bitch. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I don't like Brock Purdy. I don't like, if you're a San Francisco 49ers fan,
don't listen to my music.
Listen to my music, because maybe you'll actually steal some type of fucking.
Convert.
I don't know. Convert
to Dallas Cowboys fan.
I mean, you could be any other fan, except for the 49ers.
So, going to the Super Bowl match, the first quarter, What do you think about the contest, man? I mean, it was pretty much of a struggle for both ways. I know McCartney, right? McCaffrey.
Paul McCartney was there. He was there.
The workhorse, I just felt that he'd get no help as far as the game went on, man. There was no help for him.
Well, I mean, I honestly see this is the biggest thing. I felt like it was exactly what was going to happen. They played exactly the way Kansas City did. I think they strategically hit them with the Muhammad Ali rubber-dope, and they took their best of the best. Once they realized McCaffrey, I mean, because you can only run a ball for so long, you
know? Right.
And
then
they catch on to it,
and then you know you have to put it in the hands of the quarterback,
right?
And I mean, not to take anything away from Brock Purdy, because he has played good up until now,
right?
So he's been able to showcase that he belongs on an NFL roster, but I mean,
come on, you man,
she's choking on this. realistically, I think it went the way it was supposed to. Because I mean, the biggest thing is, I'm a Cowboys fan through and through. Everybody knows it. Quest said it. If you follow me on social media, you'll hear me in the background going crazy, commentary like a motherfucker. But I'm pro Texas, so anytime that there's somebody that will rip Texas, Pat Mahomes is from Texas.
Yeah,
so. I liked it. Texas won by default.
Texas won by default. Remember the Dallas Texans.
They moved to
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. So Texas got one back. I'm good at that, man. Now, halftime show. Usher on stage.
Mackin'
on it. Man, look, all I know is, look, me and Usher, we got beef. She don't know it, and Swiss Beats don't know it. But that's my girl. And he didn't have to hug her like that on national TV. I'll tell you what, I was.
I feel sorry for Swiss Beats.
I can only imagine. I felt some type of way. I know Swiss had to feel some type of way. I was ready to go ahead and jump through the TV.
Bro, you were definitely finessing that. By any chance, I didn't even know. I had to go back and see the replay of that one guy on that pole that slips and falls straight on stage.
What?
Yeah, there's a guy in the background dancing.
Or the streaker.
No, there was a guy that was on the pole, went straight and smacked. On the stage, man, they carried his ass out quick. Just look for Guy Fawkes on the pole during halftime show. And yes, I heard about the streaker also.
If I was a streaker and they didn't show me on TV, I'd be highly upset getting arrested. Goddamn, I'm gonna make sure the camera sees me. I'm
gonna make sure the camera sees me. Not even including all the phones. On you,
flash photography like crazy.
Yeah, but
instant famous.
Yeah. I would've been famous.
But it was cool that she brought everybody back. Man, you know that he did.
Saying
that everybody he featured with. You know,
Little John.
I don't know about what's his name, man. Freaking Bow Wow,
you're amazing, Prince,
dressing like a little Mexican girl. And shit.
Oh, we're going there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Right?
Have you seen the meme?
But to his defense, that's probably the only thing to fit him. You know.
Hey, I need something for you. You don't need your socks now. Put those on.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
And what do you think about the roller skates, man?
All I know is I was like, man, that boy hit us with the roll bounce.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Usher didn't fall.
You almost did.
Here it comes, bro.
Look at that mesh right there. Look at that. You ain't getting no mesh. Come out here. We're going to be here for about 30 more minutes. Want to come on by and get yourself an infused liquor ice cream here at the Buzz Bull Brewery. You say brewery. Creamery!
Man, I told you.
You gotta make a brewery.
The jack inside of it was gonna hit, bro.
You good?
Oh, yeah.
So, we go into the fourth quarter. Everybody says it was scripted.
Trash.
You know, course, is it Moody? Moody missed a field goal. That pissed the hell out of me like crazy, because that was my number.
No, the extra point.
Of course.
I'm just waiting for the draft already, bro. I didn't even care about the
game. Going to have overtime. Kansas City brings it down, scores a touchdown, wins the Super Bowl. It's all over. Taylor Swift effect? Anybody?
Nah. I mean, I don't know, man. Blake Lively was looking good, though. Who was doing this?
I don't know. Who was doing that?
Whole conspiracy shit with the devil. Man, I don't know about none of that, but all I know is I saw Blake Lively on there, and I ain't never been a Blake Lively fan, but man, that curly hair she had going that day, she was looking good.
You talking about Pumpkin Spice?
No, I'm talking about Blake Lively, man. You know Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
The dude that plays Deadpool, that's his wife.
Oh, okay. I got you. Oh, shit. My bad.
That's exactly my point. See, she just looked like a basic... I don't know, if that offended people, but she looked like a basic white girl with her hair. But she had a little curly hair going on. I was like, damn, girl.
Oh, my gosh. All said and done, Kansas City wins.
Yeah.
Wins the Super Bowl.
Trash ass cheese.
Are we looking at the new dynasty?
Well, see, look. No. I want to tell everybody like this. When I saw this, I was having – Dallas Cowboys / Buffalo Bills type effect.
Right.
Okay. Because the reason why I say that is because Kansas City basically did, with the exception of San Francisco, right? But I mean, they went to the Super Bowl 2 times within this time frame, but they lost. I mean, now it wasn't 4 times like sorry ass Jim Kelly and the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Bills.
Great, we got the hate mail coming in.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I honestly, Pat Mahomes, he's a dog, man. He's a dog.
Are we looking at the next GOAT?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Well, see, do you think the torch was passed from Brady to Mahomes?
Honestly,
he definitely is a good quarterback.
Give him one more year. I'm telling you, you didn't believe me.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
I say this coming season, I love my Eagles, bro, but I'm gonna be a Texan fan, bro. Hey, man, shout out to CJ Stroud, man. Because look, I ain't gonna lie. See, this is the hardest thing about being a football fan, being from Houston. See, my pops, he's old. When I say he's old, he was born in the 40s, all right? So he's a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm going to like what my father likes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was a kid when the Cowboys were winning Super Bowl, so I just automatically was like, I leapt into it. I'm like, yo, you're the Cowboys are the greatest thing. Like, they win the Super Bowls every year. I'm a child.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out somebody else in the 90s was like, hold up. Because after 96, it went down. It went downhill. It went tumbling down. But,
and it's still tumbling.
And it's still tumbling.
Forget all that. All I know is, like I said, being from Houston, it makes it hard. I'm a root for the home team.
Right.
So I want the Texans to do good.
Right.
But not to the point where they do better than the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want them to do good, but look, not taking anything away from CJ Stroud. But the biggest thing is, that's the exact same thing everybody was saying about Deshaun Watson. Now let's hope CJ don't wander off into the massage parlors and start going crazy. All right, I don't know.
Tickling his butt.
Because all I know.
He's going to end up in Cleveland.
He might end up somewhere. I do root for the Texans too, man. Like I told a couple of my boys, man. Shout out to my boy Peanut, man. He did this shit as a joke 1 year, but it was my birthday, and he was like, oh, I got you a present. He throws me a shirt, tag on and everything. And I'm like, oh shit, I thought it was a cowboy shirt because of color.
Right.
Man, he gave me a bitch ass Texans shirt. But I wear that shit, you know what I'm saying? My boy was still looking out,
right.
My birthday.
Right.
And
he says it was an honest mistake. Like, oh, I thought you were a Texan, but this motherfucker knows my family. Been in my house. I know he knows good and goddamn well.
Right.
I know he knows good and goddamn well, right, and I'm right, a Cowboys right. fan. But like I said, it's all good. I hit him up. I was like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? You ever want to go ahead and give me another Texans gear? Go ahead and give me a CJ Stroud jersey, the Battle Red. Because that Battle Red is fire, bro.
Yeah, the Battle Red is,
battle red is fire.
Whenever football season comes around, I got to worry about four people. Kevin, Cecilia, Javi, and this guy.
And this guy.
Molly, every play, you're always recording everything, man. And I'm like,
God damn. Hey, shout out to that, because at one point, I was play-by-play just on Facebook. But literally just messaging, like the actual feed, like first down, oh, we short, second and three. Oh, what a great pass.
Yeah,
and then
Greg Olsen trying to call the damn
thing. Yeah, bro, look, man, shout out to Snoop Dogg. Me and Snoop Dogg, we need a new commentary.
I was on TV, and I go to the phone, and, oh, money!
What better way to make everybody's Sunday better than to have them see my voice and listen to my motherfucker? You know, I'm in right there. Hey, everybody says Tony Romo calls plays. Well, man, I'll be reading defenses. I know when plays are coming.
Bro.
Shout out to all the Lions fans, because I called that illegal formation and ineligible receiver before I had it.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Detroit, huh? You got the big D, right?
Jesus. I was going to say, oh yeah. Competitive, being a true Cowboy fan, being an Eagle fan, being a Viking fan myself. On top of that,
Viking,
hey, watch it, bro. Don't miss my Vikings. I ran away with the Vikings fans because Dallas did a stupid thing to not be up Randy Moss. But that's another story. Being a top fan, you are on your teams.
I don't got a team, man.
Good. Let's take the future that way. I just watched
the games. Old school Cowboys fan.
Cowboy fans as I was a kid, but I totally understand what you feel.
I'm still tripping over that Green Bay game, man.
Now, I still be going to the Pizzazz and Southmost when you win that. But going back to what I was saying, being the hardcore fan, you are for your team. As far as quarterbacks concerned, I mean, you can give me your Brett Favre, your Troy Aikman, your Johnny Unitas, your Bart Starr, Brady, on top of everybody, would you consider him? And though I hate the man so much, but do you consider him as a GOAT as far as NFL history?
Yeah, I consider Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
But see, then it gets a little suspicious after that because
deflation.
But that's the biggest thing, man. There's certain teams that won because receivers were using stick'em.
Right.
You know, defensive players were, you know, doing illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Football is going to be football, right? People are always going to find a way to win. But, I mean, you got to put it – I put it in terms of this. Nobody really knew who he was.
Yeah.
Nobody really thought he was even going to be anybody.
Right.
And Drew Bledsoe goes down, which everybody thought Drew Bledsoe was, you know
– The man.
Yeah, they thought he was the man. Tom Brady is like – pull my ice cream. and never let it go. Drew Bledsoe went to Buffalo, went to Dallas. That was a horrible stint, by the way. She stayed his ass out of Dallas. But Tom, and that's because I'm not a Patriots fan. I mean, yeah. If you don't consider Tom Brady the greatest of all time, you either...
You're a hater.
You either Helen Keller right? You blind and deaf, or you know, you Forrest Gump. You know what I'm saying? And life is not a life. It's not a box of chocolate for you. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean, consider the fact. I mean, seeing him, the years that he played in New England, you know, Tom Brady here, Tom Brady that, Tom Brady all time favorite, Tom Brady will be the go to. I know it was a bunch of bullshit. I could not stand the fact this guy couldn't stand him, bro. I could not stand. Then he switched over to Tampa Bay, leaves New England, and then boom,
man,
he does it.
I can't remember the commentator that said he's a former player, but he said everybody wanted to criticize Tom Brady and say that it was the system.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady left and won. And Bill Belichick left. They compared it to this. Tom Brady left, a shitload of teams wanted him. Bill Belichick got fired, and he's probably retired because nobody wanted to hire his ass. Not even as a motherfucking special teams coordinator. So it's like,
that's right.
You're not hearing nothing about it.
It kind of much died down. There's a lot of stuff going, getting tossed out in the social media about him going here, him going there.
I don't know about
him going to Dallas. Him going to Washington.
The offensive coordinator. You know?
Man, all I know is
fucking ridiculous.
All I know is cry, Eagles cry.
Oh,
Good.
Even when they played the Cowboys, I didn't want to see this.
10-1. And then what happened after that?
Let me have it, bro. They're shocked.
See, they shocked. It was the opposite effect of that Vin Diesel. It was bad. Hey, the worst part about it, though, is, man, I don't know if y'all seen it, but there's a on Prime, there's a documentary or whatever about Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And I saw it, man, and I was like, dang. Like, I don't know, man. It was legit, man. And you don't know these people, right? Yeah, you know, they're regular people too. But seeing like some of the stuff he had to go through, the injuries he played with, you know, his second to last year, and then coming back and then, you know, being let down by the rest of it. Like I said, I mean, when you see certain players and you see them like outside of football and you watch them, you root for them a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I'm like, oh, CJ Stroud, people were talking shit like, oh, he's a bust because he threw a pick six in fucking preseason.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
See, and this is the thing about it. Like, people take away from regular folks like us that we don't know shit about football. But you ask any of us about certain players, and then you compare us versus what analysts say, and analysts don't know shit either. So I'm saying, look, ESPN, I will take away the vulgarity. I'll trim the hair a little bit. If you need an analyst, Stephen A. Smith ain't gonna come to me sideways. Skip. He's gonna talk to me like he did Uncle Shannon. He's not gonna play me like that. Skip might not.
He's like Shannon.
Yeah, he's not gonna do that to me. Mm-hmm. Or Shannon Sharp, hotel, y'all need your boy, you know, how that boy.
Club
Shay Shay.
Yeah, I mean, I've always asked that question to a lot of people that, you know, that follow not really hardcore football. You know, quite a bit. I mean, you pretty much just up pretty much everything. But as far as, like, Tom Brady being the GOAT, I've had that. So what about the great Dan Marino? Oh, Dan Marino was a great quarterback.
He never got to the big game.
But if you don't put dominating Dan in the top five, people don't understand, man. You got to watch. When he would throw the ball, that shit was out of line. 1984, this man threw for 5,000 yards, 48 touchdown passes in a league where the majority of the running backs were all shooting to get over 1,000 yards.
Right.
Which means when he was throwing it, he wasn't throwing no chicken shit screens or no bullshit ass 5-yard slant run after the catch. I mean, he was doing post, deep dig routes. I mean, taking you out the top. But name his receivers.
Nope.
Well, I'll wait.
Flyer?
You can't. And it's not a shot to any of those guys.
And we're out of time.
I mean, we would be here till 2026.
Yeah, I believe it.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the same thing. Like my favorite player of all time, and it always makes people go crazy, because my favorite player of all time is John Elway. Like, all right. That's the first game that I can really remember seeing as the Denver Broncos in that ugly ass, you know, orange jersey.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I was a kid, I thought all white people looked the same. So I thought John Elway was Troy Aikman, bro. Sorry, you know what I'm saying? In the area of Houston that I lived in, we didn't see a lot of those people, right? Except for James Lackland and his family.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't really I couldn't really tell the difference. So I thought John Elway was Troy Aikman. So
right.
I was just like, okay. Yeah, but I mean, watching him playing, and literally the reason why I say why I was so struggle with saying Tom Brady was the GOAT over John Elway is because when he got the pieces to the puzzle, he won back to back.
Terrell Davis,
Shannon Sharp, you know what I'm saying?
Steve Atwater.
So, I mean, like I said, I mean, my top three, it goes Brady, then I go personal bias, John Elway, then I go
Cowboys.
Joe Montana.
Oh my God, what?
Then I go Dan.
Give me a running back, quarterback, receiver, and set.
Like all time, who I would pick?
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, one. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
And
I'm Jerry Rice.
And I'm taking T.O. And I'm taking T.O.
Are you serious?
I'm taking T.O.
Wow. Okay.
And it was a struggle choosing between T.O. and Jerry Rice. But
I ain't never been a 49er fan, you know, but Jerry Rice had.
I like T.O. a little bit more because I've always been that type of person where it resonated with me when somebody told you they were going to do something.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about it, be about it. And T.O. talked about it, and he was about it. Same thing like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like to equate, you know, certain people with, be humble. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Fuck all that. All right? If you know you good, tell people you good. Because the only person that's going to really, like, push that out there is you.
Right.
Yeah, and if you don't promote yourself like you a dog, people are going to be like, and people could say all that, be humble or keep it humble. There's a difference between delusional and realistic. Right. And I'm not trying to sit there and tell everybody that's making music or everybody that's lifting weights or everybody that's boxing, everybody's doing. Chances are you're probably not going to be Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
You're not going to be Ronnie Coleman. You're not going to be Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, whoever you think you are. But that don't mean you can't put yourself in the same category or caliber as him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the only person that's going to be able to do that is you. So that's why I would pick T.O. And then tie in, it's a toss-up. Heads, I'll take Tony Gonzalez. Tails, I'll take Jason Witten. But see, when I talk teams like that, I don't just go on big playability. I go on durability as well.
Right.
So
I'm just saying, my favorite running back is Ricky Williams, the Gonja train, bro.
Yeah. Texas, Longhorn, man. Yeah.
Hey. And smoking out and running that ball, bro.
Shit, we going on that. I mean, Josh Gordon.
Right.
Man, he probably would have had a hell of a career, too, in Cleveland. But the motherfucker, this is the craziest thing I find about marijuana. I don't know what kind of marijuana these people are smoking. But I I am the captain. I'm not throwing away millions. And I call the Rock and millions of dollars for no motherfucking marijuana.
I got you.
God damn, now believe me, if you hooked on the stronger shit, you know, the other narcotics, I understand the battle. But if you can't goddamn hold some type of semblance of accountability for marijuana, goddamn, bro. Shit, what the fuck's wrong with you? Goddamn. Fuck me. You want to piss away money? You should have called me and gave it to me. Shit, I'm gonna pay that shit. Fuck.
One go ahead, one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver.
I would say the Danny Tomlinson, but nah.
Oh, he's a dog too.
I'll go with Ricky, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Jay Novacek is a tight end.
Hell of a blocker.
Quarterback. I go around Randall Cunningham.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Yeah, man.
Sorry. Hey, that's where T.I. came up with that song, Rubber Band Man. You ever seen some of Randall Cunningham's highlights? And this dude got bent one way. Y'all think Neo started the Matrix? Fuck. Randall Cunningham hit that shit and was like, my boy went. That boy went with it. Yeah, yeah, Randall Cunningham was a dog. Right. He ain't no Warren Moon, though.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Warren Moon. Yeah, Warren Moon's the shit.
You went there.
Yeah, you went there with it. All right, cool.
Don't fuck with
Warren. But, well, that's cool, man. That's what it's good. I like talking football. So you mentioned wrestling also. Are you a big wrestling fan?
Not anymore, but I used to be.
So you haven't been?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite.
It doesn't matter.
You got me.
Nah, man.
I'm a Stone Cold guy. Yeah, I'm always a Stone Cold guy, man.
I mean, my top three. Well, it's a toss up. My top four, I'm going to say Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, and then this person doesn't get enough. I don't know. I guess because he didn't have a long stint in WWF / WWE.
Right.
But Sting, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many kids I put in the Scorpion Deadlock? The Scorpion Deadlock. You know how many people I hit with the Scorpion Deathdrop? Bro, I'm gonna roll the kids neck in 4th grade trying to pull that shit on. Got in trouble too. Shout out to Sting.
Big shout out to Sting. Thank you for making Playground safe again.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, Rock. I would probably have to go with Ric Flair. I'm a big Ric Flair fan. He's a Flair. And
I like Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Because he was supporting Tampa Bay, that game.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when it goes into personal preference. But it's because, look, don't get me wrong. Ric Flair, I like him for his mic skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
The styling, profiling, jet stealing, wheeling, dealing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like that shit. But I just felt like when he was in the ring, I didn't really. And this is even as a kid. I felt like even as a kid, I would beat Ric Flair. And that's what I'm saying. It's not taking anything. But I look at somebody like Stone Cold as a kid. I'm like, oh, this is a crazy white guy.
He was the original Eddie Guerrero, man, in the ring. I mean, he lied, cheat, and steal.
And how do I even forget, man? Man, Eddie Guerrero. Shit, I used to be trying to frog splash. I learned I don't know how people do that. That is a dangerous fucking move. Those other moves, I'm gonna hurt you. The frog splash, I'm gonna hurt myself.
Yeah.
I don't wanna do that shit. But I tried it.
Wrestling fan?
I used to, man, when back in the day, you know, when wrestling was wrestling.
Right, right.
When they were actually beat the shit out of each other.
I think you're more of a Von Erich, Bill the Butcher, all those old school wrestlers.
Yeah, for sure.
Blood flying all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I miss those years. Oh, my God.
Hey, shout out to the Von Erich, man. I saw that movie, Iron Claw. Legit. I don't have that movie right now, but I got Will Mitch, what's his name, Von Erich, man? I was like, bro, got rolled like I do.
We're about 50, so going about an hour in the podcast, guys. Great podcast with you guys, man. Before we hit the road, man, social media, you can catch you guys and find all your music, guys.
You can go on YouTube, man, and follow that Music Corruption Southern Empire channel. They can go and check out Jay Lopez YouTube channel. They can check out Corner Time Rincon YouTube channel. You can go on Spotify, Apple Music, on all streaming platforms and catch all our music on there too, man.
One thing we got though, social media side, you'll find me. But I'm not hiding, you'll find me. We got two projects coming out this year. I was trying to push for a third, so y'all get on Corner Time's ass and make him goop, make him get on it, right? But we got my EP coming out. It's gonna be 6 tracks long. I don't have a title yet for it, but I did drop one of the singles, Just Paul Up. So go take a listen to that. Go take a gander. And then we got our second Music Corruption Southern Empire EP coming out called Underground Kingdom. And we just dropped one single on the 1st of February. It's called Who Really Want Smoke, featuring C-Styles.
Yeah, shout out C-Styles.
Shout out to C-Styles. And y'all be on the lookout because we're going to be dropping a single every month until the projects come out.
Right.
And we're probably going to hit you with a big wave of music for the rest of the year, man. So, like I said, holler at him and tell him to get his EP because we need a solo Corner Time project, man.
Yeah, I'm starting to working around my way and trying to get this little solo album coming out, you know what I'm saying? So keep an eye out for that.
All right, guys, I appreciate you guys coming out with us here, enjoying the great ice cream here at the Buzz Bull Creamery. Guys, hey, I said it right this time, man. I said it right. appreciate you guys tuning in, like always. Once again, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having
me. Next time the album comes out, make sure you hit our Facebook page, and we'll be glad to post it on our page.
Yes, sir.
So we can push out the good news and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys coming out, guys.
Definitely.
Appreciate you. Guys, today I will be playing a little bit of a 40 caliber Kiss for you guys. Shout out to Ramsey, which down the block is, Kaboom Comics, right down the block. But before you head over there, come and get yourself an ice cream, bro. They're open Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. till 9 p.m.
I was going to say
1 a.m. I was like, damn, get here early. Because ice cream rocks out. But guys, you get a chance to come out here. Enjoy yourselves. Take care of each other, guys. We'll see you next week. Man, I don't even know who's coming in next week, man. I forgot. One of those. I'll figure it out. But anyway, guys, and we will see you next time. Let me add this.
Now it's not too late. Somewhere out there, destiny. Oh!